I don't know what to say.
Welcome to the show. It's a midnight special. As you all probably know, it came on after Johnny Carson, and we're going to have a wonderful time this morning. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce the man that has been here, was praying and praying, praying for the first time. No, on this show, the group is fantastic, and you really like them. And the concerts are doing great, and their record is a real smash. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back the Electric Light Orchestra.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, ELO. This is day two, about album number two, Electric Light Orchestra 2, or ELO 2, depending on which country you were in. So Roy Wood, who, this was his idea, this whole concept was his idea, this was his project. He actually left the project during the recording of this album. And he took Bill Hunt, who was a horn player, and also cellist Hugh McDowell with him. And they formed a new, much heavier rock act called Wizard. And Wizard had several very big hits in the UK and Europe. And it was also after this, or around this time, that Roy Wood's first solo album, which had already been recorded previously, Boulders, was finally released. You know, it seems like a lot of people in the industry thought that Electric Light Orchestra, you know, wouldn't last once Roy Wood quit. But Jeff Lynne stepped up to become the leader of the band, and Bev Bevan from The Move also stuck around, and they still had some of the string players from the previous lineup, and he recruited a couple more, bassist Mike D'Albuquerque and the cello player named Colin Walker. And it was this new lineup, minus Roy Wood, that debuted at the Reading Festival in August of 1972. and the second album, which Roy Wood took part in to a certain extent. He does play on it, but he was uncredited. That album came out in early 1973, and they scored a top 10 hit in the UK, and also it did chart in the US with their version of Chuck Berry's Roll Over Beethoven, which also incorporated the first movement from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And it was after the release of this album that ELO also appeared on American Bandstand. So this would be ELO's last album with Harvest, the record label, and it was the last time that the article The appeared before the band's name. In the US, it was called The Electric Light Orchestra 2. So in the UK, the album came out as ELO 2. The original title of the album was to be The Lost Planet, but whatever concept was behind that was dropped. Okay, so let's get into this album, ELO 2. The record kicks off with a song called In Old England Town, parentheses Boogie Number 2. So this sounds like a more streamlined version of the style of the material, much of the material on the first album. The orchestra instruments aren't so high in the mix, so dominant in the mix, and we get much more of a feel of the combination of the rock elements, the rock band elements, and the orchestra elements, which is what ELO was always supposed to be, as far as I can tell. It was much more of a kind of cohesive mixture of all the different instruments. Now, this is 7 minutes long, and it takes 3 minutes for the vocals to arrive, and then when the vocals do arrive, they are weirdly distorted. Also, the vocal melody isn't that great. I actually prefer the instrumental sections of this song to the part with vocals. I definitely don't love this, but I could put it on in the background. The second song on the album is called Mama, and this is an interesting, funny example of the differences between the UK and the US. In the UK, on the UK album, it's spelled M-O-M-M-A, and on the US album, it's spelled M-A-M-A, Mama. This is another ELO song that just goes on and on. It's 7 minutes long. It's too schmaltzy for me. It's a pleasant song, but that's not, you know, a ringing endorsement. I don't like it a whole lot. And it should definitely be about half as long. She left her blue horizon just to find another home. A lonely girl who traveled many days. A lonely heart that could not find the way. She said, Mama, it's a hard life now you're gone. Mama, it's so hard to carry on. And I feel I'm a fool who lost it all. You used to make it all so very clear. The life must go on, though the
mama, it's a sad and lonely life.
Third song and last song on side one is 8 minutes. So side one is only 3 songs, but they're 7 minutes, 7 minutes, and 8 minutes. I'm not a fan of that. Now this track is a clever combination of a piece by Beethoven with the Chuck Berry song Roll Over Beethoven. Of course, it's 8 minutes long. So my verdict on side one is I would put this on in the background when I'm doing something else. It's pleasant enough. It's nice enough to listen to. Not something to sit there and concentrate on, and the only thing you're doing is listening to this. That's just me. It's decent enough. It's nice enough to put it on while you're doing something else. Just have it playing in the background. If you feel like it, we'll get your lover and a reel and rock it.
Pantheon Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
All right, let's flip the record over, and side two of this album only has 2 songs on it. So this is a 5-song album. Side two opens with an 8-minute and 20-second song called From the Sun to the World, parentheses, Boogie Number 1. So the first song on the album was Boogie Number 2, and here we get Boogie Number 1. Parts of this are good. There's nothing repellent about this. Once again, background music. I acknowledge that it might be a little obnoxious for me to just be so dismissive of an 8-minute piece of music that obviously took a lot of work, well, probably took a lot of work to put together and to pull this off. I don't know, but as far as I can tell, this could just be skilled musicians jamming and piecing something together. I don't know. What I like, personally, are well-constructed and reasonably concise songs, verse, chorus, verse, bridge. Not 8-minute songs with lots of twists and turns. That's not really my cup of tea. So closing out the album, the second song on side two, 11 minutes and 19 seconds, Kuiyama. It's K-U-I-A-M-A. The first 4 minutes is a very pretty song, and actually the best thing on the album. The first 4 minutes of this, Chop It Off, best song on the album. Do we need the last 7 minutes? I don't get it. This is a good song, but why drag it out like this? The first even 5 minutes is really good. Then it should have ended. So do I like this or not? I mean, I don't like it if I have to listen to it for 11 minutes. I do like the edited version at 4 minutes. If it existed, like release this as a edited version on a single. I wouldn't even need this record. I would just need that 45. All right, so I guess that gives you an idea of how I feel about this album. I don't hate this. You know, like I said, I could put it on and, you know, work on something else, read or, you know, write whatever else I'm doing while this is on in the background. That's fine. That's a purpose this album could serve. But, you know, just for my sheer enjoyment, if I'm focused on only this, this doesn't really work for me. Hopefully they, you know, pull things together for the next album, the third album by ELO on the third day. We will find out tomorrow.
This is
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.